35 years old, Mr. Vale. Why are you such a derelict? Such a piece of human junk? The answer's simple. You're a scanner, which you don't realize. And that has been the source of all your agony. But I will show you now that it can be a source of great power. Let them in. With all those other voices in your head, how can you hear your own voice? How can you develop a self, a personality? How do you feel?
I feel crystal clear.
How do you like it? Clarity.
I'm not sure. I think I'm a bit afraid.
Why?
I feel so exposed. I can hear myself.
You hear your own voice?
Yes.
Good.
You called me a scanner. What is that?
Freak of nature, born with a certain form of ESP, a derangement of the synapses, which we call telepathy.
Who are you?
Why was that?
They talk too loud. They talked and they talked.
Really? I didn't see their lips move, did you?
No, it was the other voices, the ones without lips. They were drowning me. I couldn't stop them.
The injection gave you, with the needle. What happened to the voices?
They stopped.
The drug is called ephemeral.
Tell us what you did, please, Daryl.
I drew a hole in the head.
Where?
It's kind of obvious. Right here.
Why did you do it, Daryl? Why did you drill the hole?
Too much pressure.
That's me, isn't it?
As you were, without ephemeral, without guidance.
Is he still like that?
Worse. A sparring partner. He has publicly demonstrated on many occasions by the power of his will, he can control his heart rate, his alpha wave rhythm, and many other supposedly uncontrollable functions of the human body. Are we ready?
Just about.
I want you to slowly release your scan, slowly, with focus. I want it to touch his heart, but not his brain. Do you understand? Telepathy is not mind reading. It is the direct linking of two nervous systems separated by space.
You were right, Dr. Ruth. It was easy.
Are you all right?
I'm gonna be all right.
Come on, Arnold. Let me take you back to your office.
You'll be all right.
gotta lie down. That's it. Take my arm. I'll help you.
I need some help. You're the only one that could give it to me.
Is that right? Me?
Yes.
Then I think you're in big trouble, chum. Who are you? You know what I think? I think you better tell me what you really want.
It's the voices in my head. They're driving me crazy. How do you stop them? Your voices.
My art. My art keeps me sane. My art. Sane.
I don't have anything like this.
For Pierce.
I need help.
Together is fantastic. Terrifying.
terrifying, exhilarating.
And nothing can stop Revick now. We were the dream, and he's the nightmare. What are you doing?
We must have something that will lead us to Revick.
Us? No, not...
There it is. That's it. That's it.
Let's do it the formal way. Your name?
Kim Oberst. Your name?
Not relevant.
Not good enough. Revick's people are everywhere. And that scares me.
To be honest with you, Kim, the only one you should be afraid of is me.
Why should I be afraid of you? I came here of my own free will.
Mustn't happen again. It's always been there inside me, lurking away, sucking out my joy, rotting my successes. Mustn't happen again. Ripe. Ripe indeed. This isn't the same thing, you understand? Not the same thing at all. It's different. The first time was an accident. Fortunate for some. Unfortunate for others. The ripe program is cold and cruel. Very, very cold.
Cameron?
Kim? It's me, Kim. Cameron. I'm here. We've won. We've won.